Welcome to the Encounters Podcast, brought to you by Mercy Culture Worship. My name is Jasmine Wheeler, and I'm so glad you're here and ready to encounter God with us. Our vision is to take people from corporate encounters with God to daily personal encounters with God. So we're inviting you into our corporate encounter, hoping that it leads you deeper into your daily personal encounter. So we say, Holy Spirit, have your way. We don't make room for you. In our car, our room, wherever it is that we are right now, we don't make room for you. We give you the entire room. So speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.
Good morning, everyone. It is Baptism Sunday today, and we have so many different people that have made the decision to get baptized. And so we're going to celebrate with them. They're going to be, I think, broadcasting it here on the screen. And we're just going to remember. I just feel like we need to remember how we got saved today. Remember all of the goodness of God, how he's been with us in all of our lifetime, since we were born, since we were in our mother's womb. And so, Jesus, we partner with remembrance, and we thank you. Thank you for baptism. Thank you that we are made new, that we are a new creation in you, Lord. Every hand lifted right now, we're just gonna thank the Lord. Just thank him. Say, Jesus, I love you.
You're worthy of all the glory and all the honor.
saved me. How can I forget it?
everything you paid for. I want everything you paid for. I need the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ.
Let's put your hands over your mind right now.
I want everything you paid for.
I want everything you paid.
I want everything you paid
for. I want everything you paid.
I want everything you paid for. I need the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ. Oh, and I want everything you paid. The mind of Christ. Sing it again. I want, and I want everything you paid for.
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 I want everything you paid for. Give me the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. I want it, Lord.
A sound mind for the
the spirit of fear, a sound mind so that I can see clearly. A sound mind, your spirit is here. A sound mind, a sound mind, a sound mind for the spirit of fear.
Sing it over yourself, over your mind.
Mind so
we
that
partner
I
with heavenly doctors this morning.
A sound mind,
your spirit is here. One more time.
A sound mind for the spirit of fear. A sound mind so that I can see clearly. A sound mind, the spirit is here. A sound mind, a sound mind. No spirit, but the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit comes. But the Holy Spirit, come. No spirit, but the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit, come. No spirit, but the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit, the fear of the Lord.
Jesus. We're burning for Jesus.
Oh, I can't help but burn. I can't help but burn. I can't help but burn. And I can't help but burn. I can't help but burn. I can't help but burn. Oh, and I can't help but burn. I can't help but burn. I can't help but burn. Oh, and I can't help but burn. I can't help but burn. I can't help but burn. Lord, and I.
Help but burn, we'll burn, we'll burn.
I can't help but burn. Just lock eyes with him in this moment. Father, I ask, would you show yourself to us this morning? Jesus, the one with eyes of fire, look at him in this moment. Let his eyes consume you in this moment. You're the Father of fire. You're the one who consumes a bush with fire. You're the one who brings a pillar of fire. You're the Father of fire. You're the one of fire. You're the King with the eyes of fire. So Holy Spirit, we give you permission in this room. We give you permission. With your own words, posture your heart and give him permission this morning. However it may look for you, give the Holy Spirit permission. You say, I can't help but burn. Now give him permission to consume you this morning. Consume us this morning. We're going to prepare to take communion. If you have your elements, you can prepare them. If you're up in the front, we have some baskets of communion. You can help yourself. Communion is an act that we take to encounter the Lord. 1 Corinthians verse 16. Paul is saying, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread. We who are many are one body. For we all partake of the one bread. Consider the people of Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifices participants in the altar? What do I imply then? That food offered to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No. I imply that what pagans sacrifice, they offer to demons and not to God. I do not want you to be participants with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. This morning, we're going to dine at the table of the Lord. Any other table that is available, we choose the table of the Lord. As I watch these people get baptized, as I saw some young ladies get baptized on the screen, I could not help but notice they were telling the Lord, and they were telling all of hell, I choose the table of the Lord. I choose to dine at his table. Let's prepare to receive his bread. The bread representing the body that Jesus broke for us. If you're able to, with your eyes closed, picture yourself dining with Jesus. He's serving you himself. He's giving your full, he's giving your portion, he's giving you what you need. He says, I am the body. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I paid it for you. Let's receive his body. We prepare to receive his blood. We like to lift above our heads as a symbolic act that he is the highest authority. Again, picture yourself dining with Jesus, choosing the table of the Lord. That he poured out his blood for you. That even in Revelation it says that blood is continually dripping upon him. The blood of Jesus is not a thing to be forgotten, but to be remembered. So Jesus, we do this in remembrance of you. We remember what you paid for. We remember that we're covered. We remember that we're cleaned. We remember that you've cleansed us with your blood. We remember that you've healed us. We remember that when we pour ourselves with your blood, we're able to access the Holy of Holies. So we come into this place with boldness and we say thank you. Let's receive his blood. Now, can we just take another moment, just thank him with your own words? Just thank Jesus. Just thank the King. Thank the one who gave himself. Thank the one who gave his body. Thank the one who took your place. Thank you for taking my place. Jesus, thank you for taking my place. God, we thank you for taking our place. God, we thank you for taking the place for our family. We thank you for taking the place for our children. God, I thank you for taking the place for my father. God, I thank you for taking the place for my church. God, you took the place for Texas. God, you took the place for America. Let America see. Let America see. You've taken the place. You've taken our place. You've taken our place. We say thank you. Tell them thank you. Tell them thank you.
We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you.
Say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's good to us. He's good to every single person around you. He's a good God, and he gave himself.
Thanks for worshiping with us today. If you want to encounter God with us again next week, be sure to hit the subscribe button in the channel to stay in the know. Let's pray the benediction together. Lord, teach us your ways that we may know you and find your favor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.